Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The most important thing that fans never seem to understand about the draft, literally no one knows how any of these players is going to play in the NFL.
That's me, by the way, every day of my life talking. Daniel Jeremiah, did you say?
Dan Graziano,
I'm sorry.
That is a huge upset that I remembered something Zach said that long after he said it, which was about 30 seconds.
I apologize to Zach. I am trying to understand this chart that I just saw, and I don't have time anymore.
You're locking in. That's okay. You're locking in.
I guess.
I guess it's good that I haven't found it yet. Because it'll be both of us distracted trying to figure out. So if you can't figure it out, I don't like my chances. I don't mean that.
Less than an hour and a half.
Let's go. Let's go, baby.
I mean, do you agree with me from when last we spoke, 5 minutes ago or whatever, that...
I don't know. What did you say? I don't remember.
The big trade is there if the Bills want to make it.
I wouldn't want to say it that certainly, because I don't think any of that stuff can really lock in until, you know, the teams see what's happening. Like, I'm thinking of Bradley Chubb and the Broncos from back in 18. Like, the Bills thought they had it, and then they had to scramble. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of teams that it might make sense for them to move. And so... if we're going to have a very busy first round of trade action and trade up action in the front half of the first round, I would expect the Bills to be one of the teams very active in trying to get that done. I think if it's there, they're not going to balk at paying the price. I don't think. I think that they would have an idea what the price is going to be at this point.
Well,
and like, go do it.
If you and I are both right, it will happen. Because I am saying it's available to them.
Okay.
Pick 5, pick 8, pick 9 are definitely available. Pick 7 might be available. So any of that'll do. Depending on, you know, how the prices vary. Any of that'll do. 9 will do.
Right.
And so if I'm right about that, and if you're saying you think the Bills would make this level of a move, trading next year's number one pick, trading one or two other premium assets, then if we're both right, this will happen in 2 hours.
The only hitch to it is, to me, do they view, like, for a lot of us, you're like, well, I mean, Neighbors,
right.
Some people think he's better than Harrison Jr. Is there something about him that they don't like? Some concern. So, could be anything. Personality, right? Fit, whatever. So, if Odunze is their idea and they love that, and you've been saying here, like, he doesn't get past the Giants maybe in one scenario. I know we're saying a lot of things, so I'm not trying to hold you to one thing here. But if it matters to them which guy it is, that could wreck it You know, like if they feel like I'm happy to pay that price for Odunze because he checks every box we have, right? And I'm just supposing here. I don't know. The opposite could be true for all I know. They could have a reason to not like him and like Neighbors better. I don't know. But there's a chance to me that they don't view those two guys as the same prospect.
That's right.
So if one or the other, it's got to be the right guy. You know, that's all I'm saying. Like the right guy's got to get to 7 or 8 or 9. And then if it happens, then yeah, then go. I would not be stunned at all if they went and did it. I mean, I've thought from the minute Diggs got traded, the likelihood of them doing something that big got very real to me. And that is not just hyperbole. Like, I mean, I really thought that. I wrote it right like the morning the Diggs trade happened. I'm like, here we go. Wide receiver train has no brakes and it might be on fire rolling downhill. Like, get out of the way. So they, if it's there, if it's the right guy, I could see them giving up as much as a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 4, say, to go get the Bears pick at 9.
Well, that would be incredible.
Yep, and I'm here for it. I know it's not the smartest thing you'll ever do, but I really love either one of those guys, Neighbors or Odunze. I guess I favor Odunze mostly because I watched him more. Just the way it's not like I avoided LSU. I mean, they're a big famous team and they're on all the time. But I just this year, for some reason, I saw Washington a lot. And every time I watched them, I was like, man, who is this guy? How do you say his name? I better learn because I like him. And then I kind of stopped worrying about it because it became pretty apparent, like, he's going to be, well, up where he's going to get picked. And, you know, I stopped thinking, well, I wasn't thinking about a Diggs trade or a big trade where I give up 3-4 assets to go draft a receiver. But now that it's back on, like, Rome Odunze all day.
Maybe don't be late for resurgence. You know, don't be late.
I wouldn't want to be late to something like that anyway. I think my ticket gets me beer, so I need to get in and get
beer
full.
And food.
Right.
You don't. It's not like you're going to a shower where you might feel like you want to come a little bit late to that.
No, I want to be. I want to
or
be
just
on
a
time
friend's house
pregame. Have a couple before the thing starts. Yeah.
You don't want to be there before the start time.
I don't have a ticket to this, but like. The idea of them doing this, the big trade up, and being out at a place like that for it.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
You talked about being there for Watkins, like being not at the stadium, but like out somewhere, right, at a bar.
I was at McGregor's.
I was not at all thinking, well, I shouldn't say at all. I've thought numerous times, like, I should go support Joe and Jer. I like the place. I'm going to be at home watching this thing anyway, and my wife is working. Listen to me. At 6:40 here on Thursday night, draft night, I'm talking myself into going out.
This happens.
Don't hold me to it. I don't know. I mean, I get in the truck, everything changes. Just go home. Home's good, too. I like home. I got a nice TV. I have beer if I want it. Anyway, go to their thing is really the message here. It should be a fun spot to be no matter what. I mean, you could be there for 4 hours waiting for the Bills to make a selection, or you could get your mind blown and your night is over by 9 o'clock.
If they make this trade, there's no specific rumor, but we're talking about how one of the themes of the day in reporting about the draft is the growing speculation that a few teams in the top 10 want to trade down. Seems like it has more juice to it than just like the Bears tweet from earlier that one team is open for business per sources. Who needs sources? Why wouldn't one team, right? But they wouldn't all necessarily be like that. And they wouldn't all be calling their media friends to have them tweet about what they're hoping for. But I've got the Chargers. I've got the Titans, reportedly. I've got the Falcons. I've got the Bears. And maybe that's not it. That sound like they're hoping somebody makes them the offer from the value chart. And the Bills are a team with the reputation and the crying need in a year where you have up to 3 wide receivers that rate on that level. What is the problem? I mean, that would add up to, don't rule it out. If you're at that party and they make that move, you're staying until the end anyway because you're drunk on it.
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
you're drunk on the trade if they if that happens.
Right.
And you're at a party that was specifically called to celebrate the Bills drafting a wide receiver. I mean, they could trade up to 9 and draft Joe Alt. That would be a stunt.
That's a party wrecker right there. It's like, you don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here, is what that is. Like, the lights are going out.
Holy cow, imagine that.
Imagine that. It's incredible. I hate that you just said that.
I'm sorry.
It.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm searching for, you're mentioning all these teams. There was a tweet, and now it's buried because, I mean, it's draft day. So, I mean, tweets are just piling in here by the second. But someone, maybe Jeremy Fowler, like, characterized the level to which every team is open to moving down.
Yeah.
And I think the Chargers, he said, 7-11 open.
Like, of course.
They are just like, please come here and have some taquitos off the roller. And by the way, pick up a football player while you're here.
Of course. My guy Jeff Bell, I mentioned him this week from Football Guys, Bills fan. He mocked the West Virginia center Zach Frazier to them in round two after a trade. He's updated his to have Odunze at 8 to the Bills at 8.
Okay.
And he also just wrote, ready for a good old-fashioned NBA hat swap where the Patriots take May, then trade him for McCarthy on the Giants or the Vikings. There's been a lot of that today. Really, there's been a lot of that all along here. That there is this sort of, maybe there's a better word for it, confusion or just sort of some cognitive dissonance with the teams, with the Patriots, the Giants, and the Vikings, and who wants whom, and how can they all be happy? Which they probably can't if there are two quarterbacks and three teams. But just what New England, could there be a thing? Remember Chris Webber and Hardaway? Where, what, one team drafted Weber and then traded him to the other?
This happened in the NFL with Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
That was preordained?
Oh, I don't know about preordained. Yeah, I think so, right?
Maybe.
It was well known that Manning was not going to go to the Chargers, but they picked him anyway, and then they swapped him out for Phillip Rivers. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, because you had the awkward moment where Eli's holding the jersey and he wants to throw up.
So, preordained, whatever. I mean, I think it was.
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember. Okay, we might have early action. Just saying might. Kind of how it adds up. If the Bills want to do it, and to me, they probably still shouldn't, but it's a team that a lot of people think this is what they would do. Could be an amazing night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, final thoughts from us on round one after this here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.